Welcome to Media Minutes, a weekly review of news related to media and democracy. I'm Stevie Converse.
And I'm Candace Clement. Last week, the Federal Communications Commission came one step closer to increasing the diversity in media ownership. The FCC has proposed changes that should give the public accurate information on the race, ethnicity, and gender of broadcast station owners. The decision came after two landmark studies released in 2006 and 2007 by Free Press on the state of minority and female ownership of television and radio stations. S. Derek Turner, who authored those reports, says they were prompted by a revelation that the commission's data was highly flawed.
And it showed a level of contempt, really, for the importance of the issue of female and minority ownership, that the commission would, you know, gather this data but then do no quality control and not even properly analyze the data.
The study's findings were shocking. Though women make up 51% of the population, they own just 6% of all broadcast stations. And people of color own just 7%, despite making up one-third of the population. The study also found that the number of minority-owned stations has declined as a result of media consolidation. Turner explains that in order for the FCC to be good regulators, they must begin with good data.
The commission has made some really substantial changes to its regulations over the past decade that have vastly increased local media market concentration, and it hasn't been able to actually assess the impacts of those policies on diversity, on female minority ownership.
Specifically, these changes will expand the number of stations required to report this information and make it easier for the public to access it. They also require stations to report this information on the same deadlines, which will increase the accuracy of the data.
With this data now being reliable and now being something that the commission and outside researchers can trust, everyone will be able to know and be able to point to the impacts of commission policies on female minority ownership. It's a stated goal of the law. It's in the Communications Act that the commission should promote diversity of ownership. And with this information in hand, the commission will actually be able to measure its progress towards that goal.
Deanna Zant says she was born a nerd and raised a nerd. Now she's a media technologist and consultant to progressive organizations, including Alternate.org and the Hightower Lowdown. She also hosts Tech Girl Tips on Grit TV with Laura Flanders. Zant says that everyone should embrace their inner geek and learn their way around the web and digital technology.
Technology is becoming less the sidebar, less the additional tool that might make our lives interesting, and becoming more the means to reach the goals that we're trying to get towards.
Information distribution via print, radio, and TV has always been a top-down model. Zant says it's exciting to witness the flattening of communications hierarchies.
Information distribution has largely been focused on a one-to-many model. And through that model, we've had to rely on gatekeepers providing us with their version of what's happening and their version of the story. What we're seeing now with these many-to-many models of communication, you know, with a very basic from email tools to more advanced tools like Twitter, you have the opportunity to disseminate your own story and to create your version of the events, your version of what action needs to be taken. And that's revolutionary.
She says the true impact of this communication revolution may not be understood for decades. Like the printing press, the reverberations will affect future societies in surprising ways.
This is an incredible moment, especially when you look at whose voices have been marginalized. That's what's really exciting to me, to see women telling their stories and shaping the discourse, to see people of color, to see poor people coming into the discourse and shaping it, and then shaping our future because of that.
Zant calls social media tools a means to an end. She encourages people to have fun and experiment with different models. Email, blogs, social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter are all useful. But the main focus should be on the mission and the goals you are trying to achieve, and finding a technology that suits those goals.
It's easy to feel intimidated by the onslaught of new things coming at you. But if we look at social media as part of a larger ecology, of a larger piece to our activist toolkit, I think it can be really effective in offering a variety of ways to achieve social change.
For more information on using social media to affect social change, go to deannazant.com, deannazant.com. You've been listening to Media Minutes, a production of Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization working to reform the media. For more information, visit freepress.net.